Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Preds back in action tomorrow night, taking on the Anaheim Ducks. I guess tomorrow afternoon is more accurate, at 4 o'clock local time here. And then they'll take on Vegas coming up on Saturday as well. So a back-to-back set coming up for the Predators. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you guys. Hope you guys had a good holiday and back at it now.
Hopefully you did as well. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So let's just start there, John. What's the challenge like as a coach with the way the rules are set up and the Christmas break of that first game back coming off the break there? And what did you make of the way your guys responded to that challenge?
Well, you know, the big challenge like that break and basically the All-Star break is, you know, with the Players Association, how it's set up is that, you know, it's mandatory days off. So it really, really becomes incumbent upon the players to make sure that they're doing the right things, you know, on the break, whether that's, you know, taking time away from the game, doing some workouts, their nutrition. But you're really counting on them to be able to come back from these breaks, you know, physically and mentally rested, but also ready to perform, because it usually comes, you know, usually a quick morning skate and then you're playing the game that night. I didn't think we had a very good first period against Dallas. I thought they were the better team. We were better in the second period. And then I thought for parts of the third, we were okay. But I thought overall Dallas was, I think they had the majority of the play in the game.
So as you head into break, do you give them like a don't eat too much like fruitcake over break speech, John? Lady?
Yeah, you know what? We try, but you never know what they're going to do. And it's, most of the guys, I think, do, you know, I think all of them are handle themselves pretty well, you know, but it's just, some of them, I think some guys maybe need the break more than others, but, that's one battle, though, Joe. I don't think I'm going to fight is telling them they can't eat cake and cookies over Christmas.
It's probably a smart call on
that front. Yeah, that's one I'm going to avoid that battle.
That's probably a good idea. So, John, taking on the Ducks tomorrow. Overall, right now, at this point in the season, what do you make of your team, where they're at in the standings, and just where their game is as you head into a lot of games coming up over the next few weeks?
Yeah. Good question. I mean, we have to get more wins. I think that we collectively have really worked hard. I think over the last 3 weeks, we've done a better job, I think, helping generate some offense in different ways and staying with the guys and trying to teach them and show them where, you know, here's where we had 4 3-on-2s, but there wasn't enough execution, or we could do this better or that better. And these are the looks we got to continue to capitalize. So I think that part of our game has been better. I think our defensive structure has been pretty good. Our penalty kill has come on as of late. You know, we still need, I think the power play again is showing some signs of life, but there's got to be much more consistency with our power play, whether it's executing or attacking or bringing the team momentum. So, you know, right now we're at 500 and we've got to be, you know, a lot better than 500 to get ourselves in the playoff picture. So all those components have to get better faster, and we need much more consistency with our team game and our individual games.
On the individual front, John, you know, Tanner's, you know, obviously hasn't scored in a while. What are you seeing from him right now? And have you thought at all about, because obviously the best hockey he's played in his very, you know, short young career was with the herd line, or whatever you want to call that line. Have you thought at all about reuniting them?
Yeah, you know, I think first, just regarding Tanner individually, I mean, you know, he's going through right now one of these spells where he gets good looks. Some of the tips and rebounds and chances he got last year went in the net. This year they're not going in the net. But he still brings an impact to the team that brings a strong competitive nature, a strong two-way player. He's done a really nice job on the penalty kill. He has top 4 penalty kill minutes right now. So he's found his way to be an impact player, but the production, it isn't where he or we would like it, but it's not because of, you know, for him, I don't think it's because of a lack of effort or not getting to the scoring areas or not getting chances. It's, you know, for whatever reason, it's not going in for him right at this point. And, you know, our lineup is a little bit different this year, obviously, with Glass kind of coming in and playing well, and Novak's in there in the middle, and then you also have and Yusuf Parsonen. So, you know, you have three young centermen. So we have thought about putting those guys back together. But I also think that Tanner's done a really good job, I think, with Glass and Niederreiter. That's been probably one of our, you know, more productive, more chance generating lines over the last couple of weeks, and he's been on that line and has been a big part of it.
Well, John, you had some interesting comments last week after the Edmonton game, just about Cody Glass and his journey to be able to now handle the role that you guys have asked him to play. What do you make of his continued response in that role since then, and exactly the growth that you've seen from him so far this year?
You know, it's what we were hoping for, and had talked with him earlier in the year. You know, he had a good training camp, and then I think you guys saw the emotion. I think when he made the team, how excited he was for that, and he played some really good hockey in the beginning, and, you know, because of his play, we said, okay, let's bump him up and see if he can play in the top six role. And I think at that point in time for him, it was a little bit much playing, you know, with that type of the type of players you have to play with, the type of players you have to play against night in and night out. Didn't handle it as well. A little bit of a reset. He's come back. He's played better. Okay, let's try it again. And he's gone in and he's done a really good job. And the thing that, to me, that's been nice to see with him is, as you said, the consistency level. He's a good skater. He's got good size. He's got great hockey sense. He can turn plays. I think he's done a better job in the faceoff circle. And he's showing from a hockey sense, a skating and a competitiveness and the ability to handle some minutes against top players. That's an encouraging sign.
John, where is UC Saros right now? I mean, maybe relative to some of the better stretches you've seen from him since you've been the coach here.
I mean, he's at the top of his game right now. I think the thing that ever since I've been here has been really solid. He's had some really good, really strong stretches, as you said, Joe. I'd say right now he's playing at the top of his game. He's given us a chance to win every night. Got to give him more run support. You know, we got to get some more goals on the board when he has some of the performances that he has. But that's something that we know. Like, we knew coming into the year that, you know, our goaltending was going to be a real solid area of our team, and it has been. And now there's other areas. You know, we were expecting our power play and are expecting our power play to be, you know, last year we were a top five unit. This year, you know, we're not close to that right now, and that's a big difference too. When you get good goaltending, you get one or two 5-on-5 goals and a power play goal, you know, it's a pretty good recipe to win. And I think that's something we got to get back to, or it's something we are working to get back to.
Predators head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, John, to that point, you know, be it with guys like Tanner Janot or Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, whoever you want to throw in there, guys that you know have produced offensively before in their careers, and you're trying to get more consistency out of them right now. As a coach, as a coaching staff, just kind of take us behind the scenes and what goes into working on that and trying to get more out of those guys on a daily basis with the video work, the practice work, everything that goes into it.
Yeah, you know, if you start with the individual, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, you have their shifts and we'll break them down. And I think, the big thing with those guys, those offensive players, is sometimes as a coach you watch it and you can sit down with them and say, hey, here's three or four opportunities where if this play was made, or next time you look at this one, or the execution was better, you know, there's probably going to be some better production. Or, you know, instead of when the puck goes east-west in the offensive zone, instead of going behind the net, if you take your route above the net and now the shot comes, you're automatically in position, say for a tip or a rebound or a screen. Or it could be a situation on a line rush where the defensemen don't have good gap, and, you know, maybe a guy kind of puts the puck in behind him where there's a play to be made off the rush. So I think when guys struggle a little bit offensively, it's you know, you have to stay with them, but you have to also coach them offensively. Like, these are some looks, these are some opportunities that are there. So sometimes when it goes in, you know, some the puck goes in and out, it's easy for guys. But when it's not, I think you have to continually talk to them about it, show them, get their feedback on what they see, but show them potential, the potential chances that they had in addition to the actual chances that they got in the game. And then from a practice standpoint, when we get out there, you know, we've worked a ton on, you know, you're showing those guys things in the video, and then you want to pair that up when you get into practice. So if you're talking about breakouts and getting out of your zone fast, we go out and practice that quite a bit. And then attacking off the rush, here's opportunities, two-on-ones, three-on-twos. You work on your power play quite a bit in different ways. It could be full ice. It could be five-on-four. It could be five-on-three. It could be small games where they're under heavy pressure in tight areas where they got to make real quick decisions offensively. So, you know, you do – I mean, that's part of coaching, is working with them individually and trying to put them in situations and practice when you can that they can execute the things that, you know, we feel are going to give us the best chance to win. And then I also think it's staying connected with them to make sure that, you know, their confidence and the potential more opportunities that they can generate offense, they see those things regularly.
And then, John, just what about the, you know, just the big picture of the standings and where you guys are? Still a ton of hockey, 49 games left. Like, do you get into messaging at all about, you know, look, we gotta go on a run, or we, you know, or do you just, is it purely this is Anaheim's next, and we just have to keep it to that day to day mindset?
No, you know, I mean, you do focus, Joe, for sure on the upcoming game, because it is so many games. But, you know, we do chunk things in segments, 20-game segments, 10-game segments. And, you know, now you start to get in the year where we'll probably say, okay, in this 10-game segment, you know, we got to get this point percentage to, you know, so you don't go 49 games. You basically break it down to maybe 10 games. Sometimes we do 7-game segments, like it's a playoff series. Like, okay, we got to get 5 wins this segment. Or we got to get this many points in this segment to give ourselves the best. Here's where our points percentage is. Probably need, what, 98 to get in. So what do we have to do in this segment right now to give ourselves those? So you chunk it in small areas. So it's not this huge focal point of you know, it's 49 games and we have to do this. It's, hey, here's the big picture. Here's where we sit. Here's where we need to get to. This is what we need to focus on now. Let's chunk it into a short segment and then go from there.
Well, John, good luck tomorrow night coming up against Anaheim. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. It was great talking with you, and happy new year.
Absolutely. Predators head coach John Hines, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Give our final predictions and final thoughts on the Titans and the Cowboys coming up next as well. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do, Robbie. And to preview our picks for this game tonight, I'm going to give you mine a little early because it's presented by Superbook Sports. Listen, the line has moved up to 13 points in favor of the Cowboys. It was 9.5 yesterday, but after they saw all those Tennessee Titans players ruled out, they move the line up to 13. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys minus the 13. I think they win by about 2 touchdowns. And listen, Superbook is going to help you add to your New Year's resolutions, win money in 2023. Who doesn't love winning some money with Superbook Sports? Superbook has over 3 decades of sports wagering experience in Las Vegas, so you'll get the best odds anywhere as we head into the football playoffs. Plus, check out the special odds boosts and promotions at Superbook.com. Make 2023 the year when you win money from Vegas. So download the Superbook Sportsbook app today and place your bets. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.